Talk Live. We're kicking off hour three of the Tuesday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves, as always, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, and as usual, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy them at freetalklive.com. So there's news out of Denver, or the DenverPost.com reporting. You remember the story about Ted Haggard came out about a month ago?
The preacher out there in Denver who was having the liaison with the gay guy and snorting meth or whatever.
Right, the mega church, the evangelical, like the president, essentially, of the evangelical church, major figure in the evangelical church, essentially outed as a gay man and a drug user, although he denies the drug use. But nonetheless, a very interesting allegation.
Well, he sort of denies the gay thing, too. I just got a massage.
An erotic massage. Anyway, in a tearful videotaped message Sunday to his congregation, the senior pastor of a thriving evangelical megachurch in South Metro Denver confessed to sexual relations with other men and announced he'd voluntarily resigned his pulpit. Now, this isn't Ted Haggard. This is another evangelical megachurch pastor.
Wow, what's happening out there?
Hey, you know, the Catholics are getting a break for once. A month ago, the Reverend Paul Barnes of Grace Chapel in Douglas County preached to his 2,100-member congregation about integrity and grace in the aftermath of the Ted Haggard drugs and gay sex scandal. Now, the 54-year-old Barnes joins Haggard as a fallen evangelical minister who preached that homosexuality was a sin, but grappled with a hidden life. Quote, "I have struggled with homosexuality since I was a five-year-old boy," said Barnes in a 32-minute video, which the church leaders permitted the Denver Post to view. "I can't tell you the number of nights I've cried myself to sleep, begging God to take this away." His wife, Char, cradled his hands. Ooh, Char. Who would name their kid Char?
Maybe it's short for something.
Could be. Charlie? Charlotte? Barnes declined it in, whenever I just hear the word char, I think of it like a blackened barbecue.
Well, that's what it means.
Barnes declined an interview request through the church. Unlike Haggard, who had an ear of the White House, Barnes is not a household name. He's a self-described introvert who avoids politics, preferring to talk about a Gen X service at the non-denominational church he started 28 years ago in his basement, church officials said. Barnes and Grace Chapel stayed out of the debate over Amendment 43, a measure approved by Colorado voters last month defining marriage as being between a man and one woman. So they go on to say that this guy isn't a political guy. Palmer said the church got an anonymous call last week from a person concerned for the welfare of Barnes in the church. The caller had overheard a conversation in which someone mentioned blowing the whistle on evangelical preachers engaged in homosexuality, including Barnes, said Palmer. So I guess some people out there sort of knew.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean,
his partners, I suppose.
I suppose.
Palmer met with Barnes, who then confessed. At an emergency meeting Thursday, the Board of Elders accepted Barnes' resignation after he admitted sexual infidelity, violating the church's code of conduct. Church leaders must also affirm annually that they are, quote, living the moral and ethical teachings of Scripture in my public and private life. As for details of Barnes' transgressions, Palmer called them, quote, infrequent events in his life that, to his knowledge, did not take place in recent months. As though, you know, that matters. Sitting cross-legged.
To acknowledge?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know?
Sitting cross-legged in jeans and... No, this was the spokesperson for the church.
Okay.
Sitting cross-legged in jeans and an open collared shirt, Barnes spoke in his video about evolving feelings growing up in a firm moral family, from confused little boy to adolescent racked with self-loathing and guilt. In their only talk about sex, Barnes says his father took him on a drive and asked him about what he would do if a fag approached him.
Oh.
Barnes thought, is that how you'd feel about me? It was a knife. It was like a knife in my heart and made me feel even more closed. You know, I feel so bad for people in this guy's position. You know, he was growing up with feelings. I mean, at 5 years old, you are a gay man. I mean, as we've talked to plenty of homosexuals on this show, and it seems like the consensus on the issue is that, for the most part, you were born that way.
That's what they claim, and some would claim otherwise. Some that weren't gay.
Well, this is a guy who's a Christian evangelical preacher who's admitting to having gay thoughts when he was as young as 5 years old.
Right.
And, I mean, I can't imagine growing up in a family with such closed-minded jerks for parents, where your only talk with sex about dad is when he takes you in his truck and asks you how you'd handle if a fag approached you?
Well,
I mean,
that was,
can you imagine?
Included in the conversation. It wasn't the whole of the conversation.
When Barnes experienced a Christian conversion at 17, it gave him a glimmer of hope, but his homosexual feelings never went away, he said. He said he cannot accept that a person is, quote, born that way, so he looks to childhood influences. Oh, really? Barnes says he asked God many times.
He couldn't accept it. He believes it, but couldn't accept it.
So he looked to childhood influences. I wonder what sort of childhood influences he could have possibly have had in a family with a dad like that up to the age of 5. I can't imagine they gave him pink toys. When Barnes said he asked God many times why he was called to ministry to start Grace Chapel carrying a horrible burden. The soft-spoken Barnes is an unlikely big church pastor.
You know, if he was sort of created gay, then God created him gay, and then God has sent created sin. It's
a mess.
It really does get to be a mess, and this is where one of the many philosophical holes in Christianity in general.
Can you explain that a little more?
Well, if God created sin, essentially, the idea is that man brought it in, but, if God creates everything at all times, he's creating human life right now, how does the sin get into the human, the new human baby, me?
Mm-hmm.
How did sin get into me? Well, it was in the world, it was invasive, they have this problem with God being sinless and there being sin in the world. It doesn't theologically work out very well.
Barnes describes struggling with what he believes is the biblical teaching that homosexuality is an abomination. Over the years, he grew to accept that, quote, this is my thorn in the flesh. Barnes expressed hope for a future where one can be who you are and be accepted and loved in the Christian community, and also spoke about separating some of the teachings from Scripture from Jesus Christ. You know, I think it's interesting. I wonder still what the response has been, and I don't know if they go through very many in this particular story. But I wonder what the response has been now with two. Because the first, with Ted Haggard, people were pretty shocked. The evangelical community, pretty shocked by it. They still sort of said they love Pastor Ted and everything, and they sort of were making excuses for him. But now that you've got a second evangelical leader in the same area, Denver, the Denver area, coming out of the closet, how does this affect a lifelong evangelical believer? The evangelicals are people that are essentially biblical literalists. These mm-hmm. are the most Christian of Christians, basically. And
it's going beyond just saying, Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, and I believe a lot of the stuff that's in the Bible. They believe every word.
Yeah. The word, they literally believe that the Bible is the Word of God.
Yeah.
On paper.
And, going to the point where, God speaks through, you can speak in tongues of angels if you so choose, and so they speak in tongues.
You can tell that this guy, this Barnes, while he doesn't want to be a homosexual and that he feels like he'd be ostracized from his friends, the church people,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they do, that's what they do. They do certainly ostracize them different folk. You can tell he feels pretty regretful towards their attitude because he's talking about how he wants a future where you can be who you are and be accepted and loved in the Christian community. Obviously, he feels as though he's going to be shut out. He feels as though by doing this, he's going to have some negative reputation attached to him by the people that, 2 weeks ago would have loved this guy.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how the evangelicals are taking this. If you are an evangelical listening to the show, 1-800-259-9231, does it shock your world when two people who are leaders of, they call them mega churches, when two pastors, high-ranking officials, if you will, in the evangelical movement, are outed as homosexuals? Is that a little earth-shaking for you? 800-259-9231. Barnes says he's been in counseling 3 times and never found anyone he could talk to. The wife said on his video that his wife said on the video that she didn't know about her husband's struggles until he confided in her last week.
Wow.
The couple has 2 daughters in their 20s.
Should be interesting to see how the marriage handles that.
Yeah. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. On the way, some laws, or some news, actually, about laws and teen marijuana use. Do they make a difference? We'll find out. What do you think? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 12, 2006, and gold's at $628.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $648.92, $327.01 for half ounce, and $163.50 for quarter ounce coins. That's $648.92, $327.01, and $163.50. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government. Government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. They are completely free. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to support the show, then buy some stuff, especially this holiday season, but anytime during the year, at amazon.freetalklive.com. Because when you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live. So do all your shopping. Get all the stuff you need for life, you know, whether it be laundry detergent, to bathroom supplies, to the big stuff like electronics, high-dollar, high-ticket items, plasma TVs, furniture, sporting goods, accessories, you name it, they sell it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. The prices are great, very competitive. The free Super Saver shipping deals are tremendous. By the way, you've got till the 15th, that's this Friday, to place your order and still get free Super Saver shipping to you by Christmas time. So please take note of that. Anyway, Amazon.freetalklive.com. If you can't think of what you need to get people for Christmas or for this holiday season, Hanukkah, or whatever it is that you celebrate, then get gift certificates. Because we benefit from those purchases, too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Everything you need all in one place. Simple. Easy. Do it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, let's go to, let's see, this came in as an email from Bruce Merkin at the Marijuana Policy Project. They've got a new report. We actually had Bruce on the show, I think, last year.
Was it Bruce?
Bruce Merkin, yeah, we had him on.
Okay.
He's on our guest page. I'm proud
of
it. Anyway, challenges a new report from the Marijuana Policy Project in Washington challenges the key assumption underlying present U.S. laws, marijuana laws, that is, that marijuana must be prohibited for adults in order to deter teens from using it. Well, MPP's report, available on their website at mpp.org/teen use, comes as the federal government prepares to release its annual Monitoring the Future survey of teenage drug use, which is traditionally released in mid-December. When reformers propose regulating marijuana for adults in a manner similar to alcohol or tobacco, government officials typically argue that such a policy would encourage use by children.
Right.
And
if you say that it's okay for adults to do it, then kids will be just smoking pot all over the place.
And such assertions are widely accepted by the press and the public as being true. Well, MPP undertook a thorough review of government data, so the government's own numbers, from the United States and around the world, as well as studies by think tanks and academic researchers. Key findings include that marijuana prohibition has not prevented a dramatic increase in marijuana use by teenagers. In fact, the overall rate of marijuana use in the United States has risen by roughly 4,000% since marijuana was first outlawed. That's quite a increase there.
Yeah, might just be the outlawing. Just maybe.
It's getting more popular. Independent studies by RAND in Europe and the U.S. National Research Council have reported that marijuana prohibition appears to have little or no impact on rates of use. Since Britain ended most marijuana possession arrests in 2004, the rate of marijuana use by 16 to 19-year-olds has dropped. Now, they don't say how much, but nonetheless, it's dropped.
Ours is going up.
In the United States, rates of teen marijuana use in states that have decriminalized adult marijuana possession are statistically equal to the rates in the states that have retained criminal penalties. So either, when you look at the statistics, it either goes down...
Right, the criminal penalty doesn't have anything to do with anything,
or stays
apparently.
The same.
Right.
So your laws suck. They don't do anything except inconvenience people and make people's lives worse.
Yeah, a lot worse. Not only do I have to pay to imprison these people, but if you get caught with this this plant,
good luck getting a job.
Yeah, you're gonna have a criminal record. You're gonna have to pay all kinds of money and fees and court fees and all kinds of other stuff.
That's true. And on the job comment, to be fair to most employers understand that marijuana is not a big deal. And if they spot marijuana, like, for instance, if they spot a marijuana conviction for you, you probably still have an okay chance of getting the job. But nonetheless, it's, you know, for the more intolerant of employers out there, it's certainly a problem.
Right. I mean, it's, why should it matter?
So what I really love the most about this this report here, and I haven't dug through the numbers, this is their summary page, essentially. What I really love about it is it really points out how futile these laws are. They don't do jack squat for reducing the amount of marijuana consumption in the world or in this country. All it does is increase law enforcement budgets,
right,
and increase government power.
Bigger and more invasive law enforcement agencies.
In the Netherlands, where adults have been allowed to possess and purchase small amounts of marijuana since 1976, the rate of marijuana use by adults and teens is lower than in the United States, and teen use of cocaine and amphetamines is far lower than in the United States. Now, that's funny, isn't it? Because amphetamines are still illegal, cocaine still illegal in the Netherlands. Why on earth is it that kids aren't using them as much there than they are here?
Because if the people that want to alter their state can alter their state with marijuana.
It's easier. It's more simple. They can just go and get the pot.
Safer and better for you, too.
Yeah, and kids know that stuff. They're not stupid. There are friends that have tried it. They're all telling them that it's no big deal. When I was 16, I remember I was still indoctrinated with this whole mentality of, oh, drugs are bad. But then my friends told me, my friends who I had good rapport with, they were my friends after all, told me that, hey, man, this isn't the big deal that they made it out to be in DARE class. And they persuaded me to give it a shot. And thank goodness that they did. I think it's because I started smoking pot when I was in high school that I discovered the Liberty Movement.
Well, also, it has a tendency to, in your case, I believe, it definitely got you away from drinking. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had started drinking slightly before I started smoking marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And I decided that I liked marijuana a lot more than I liked drinking.
And you had some bad experiences with drinking.
I did have some bad experiences with drinking. No, that was after I had started smoking marijuana, so I did them both
at
the same time.
It's not like angels descended the first time you puffed on a joint.
Right, but I had something to turn to. I had an alternative in the form of marijuana, so that's where I went. Anyway, the idea that prohibiting adults from using marijuana will keep it away from kids is a myth that isn't backed up by the data, said director of MPP, the MPP, Rob Campia. We need laws that are based on facts and science, not faith-based myths. Well, you know, I like what MPP's doing here with this report, but I still don't care for where they're going. What they want to do is create a regulated marijuana marketplace in the same way that alcohol and tobacco are regulated. Now, while that would be an improvement on the current situation that we have today,
it's
only shifting bureaucratic power. It's only giving one bureaucracy, you know, the essentially the vice bureaucracy, like the alcohol commissions.
Well,
giving them more power.
Let's be serious here. The BATF, even if you look at them in the worst light possible, and I can.
Mm-hmm.
They're nothing compared to the size of local and state government, local and state police agencies, and how much they've grown because of the war on drugs. You would really reduce the burden on taxpayers if you legalized marijuana and gave the regulation of it over to the BATF.
It's true.
I don't want that.
It's true, but I think it's important for principled libertarians to be advocating for just total decriminalization and allowing the marketplace to handle distribution and the marketplace to handle getting marijuana into people's hands.
I would agree, but if the worst thing that happens is they, you know, give it to the BATF to handle.
But, right, and also if you create, and they're focusing on the fact that the adults are a factor here, that we need to have laws, get rid of the laws for adults, but presumably still have laws preventing kids. I mean, if you want to have a regulated atmosphere for marijuana, you're going to have laws preventing kids from buying it. But I think we could very easily do another study that shows that kids aren't prevented from smoking cigarettes either by the laws.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, that's not stopping them there. And the laws aren't stopping them now, and having laws that allow adults to smoke but prevent kids from smoking still isn't going to stop kids from smoking pot. Let's be honest. They're going to do it. More is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy the listener map. You can scroll around the world and see who else is listener to the show at map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to said map at map.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our website, it is completely free. Hey, get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones, do the fun. Let's talk to Skuma in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amark. Hello, Skuma. Skuma in California, going once.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
On Friday, that's the last day of school before winter break.
Okay.
They plan to search everyone upon entry as sort of as what I jokingly refer to as a reward for those who even bother to show up.
Wow. Now, how did you get wind of this?
Oh, they did last year, and I'm also friends with a security guard.
You have security guards at the school you go to?
Yeah, but they're okay.
Wait, now, what are the roles? This is something I didn't have when I was in high school. So what is the role of a security guard on a high school campus? What do they normally do?
You know, break up fights, maybe work security at football games.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they probably search people, but I don't know.
Do they sort of roam the hallways, or, I mean, are they on campus? Are they present and visible at all times?
Not at all times. You know, they're not just, like, wandering around the hallways.
How many security guards at any given time are on campus?
About three, not counting the actual police officer.
So you know one of the security guards, and he sort of leaked to you that there's going to be searches for everyone coming into school?
Well, then again, it happened last year, too, and the year before that, so it's no big secret.
Wow. Now, what's the methodology here? I mean, the kids aren't stupid. I mean, if they really want to catch something, wouldn't it be, not that I'm trying to give these bureaucrats ideas, but wouldn't it be smarter to randomly search kids? I mean, as far as randomly set a day to search kids instead of announcing it in advance or creating a repeating pattern of those searches?
Well, you see, like, the reason why they're doing this is because there was one girl who came to school one day and with alcohol.
Uh-oh.
So they're looking for alcohol, basically, and she, like, drank herself and then passed out in the hallway.
Oh, boy.
And they could probably hear other stories that she wanted to commit suicide, she had a knife, et cetera, et cetera.
Whoa.
So they set aside this one day to do that.
Well, good luck, man. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was actually wondering whether or not I should go or not. Because
it's the day before winter break, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people not going, I take it.
Yeah, probably not.
What's the punishment for not going?
Nothing, really. You just have to, like, get a parent's note, and I'm sure, well, I can get a parent's note. I was either going to stay home or just, like, take my guitar with me. And, like,
there you go. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Or maybe I can, like, not consent to the search and be a...
Or you could get the Bill of Rights Security Edition. You could put that on you at securityedition.com, and you can.
Well, I would not submit to the search and see what happens. It's not like you're wasting anything as far as the day goes. The teachers want to be gone as badly as you do.
It's not like you get a criminal charge for not submitting to the search, right?
You know, what's the worst thing they can do to you?
That's an interesting idea. And, yeah, what is the worst thing they could do?
They could probably give me for truancy if they catch me, like, walking back home because I walk.
But wait, you won't let me into your school. Like, I'm not submitting to a search, and you won't let... I want to come to school, but you won't let me in. So
right. I just don't want you groping me.
Well, they just wand and do a bag search.
I don't need to be treated like a criminal in my own school.
Ooh, yeah, that's good stuff.
I haven't done anything. In this country, you're supposed
innocent
to be...
Innocent until proven guilty.
Innocent until proven guilty, and you're waving me with wands? I mean, it's like I'm some kind of terrorist or something.
Mm.
Yeah, and everyone I know is a little sycophant. They just say, all right, you know.
Hey, I agree with Mark on this one. Go to school, try to get in without consenting to the search, and if they don't want to let you in, then leave. See what happens.
They're the one that kicks you out.
Come back in later in the day when the gates are all open.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the call, Skooma. Good luck. Let us know what happens. 800-259-9231 to Eric in... Louisiana? Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I actually just kind of wanted to talk to you about how ineffective these smoking laws really are.
The teenage smoking bans, are we talking about marijuana, cigarettes, or both?
Cigarettes, actually.
Okay.
And marijuana, for that matter. But
yeah, I know where we come from down in Florida, there is actually a specific law that I think it prescribes like a $45 fine if someone under the age of 18 is caught smoking a cigarette.
Oh, wow. I actually wasn't aware of it. I know I work during the summers in New Mexico, and here in Louisiana and up in New Mexico, there's actually no law against smoking them. They just prohibit you from buying them.
Right.
Which is, I mean, it's a pretty ridiculous way of preventing it, just because pretty much every other coworker I had was 18 and willing to buy cigarettes.
Sure. All you have to do is throw them a buck. I mean, some people won't even charge you a service fee.
Yeah, exactly. And beyond that, though, the amusing thing is that one of my friends here in Louisiana, he's taking some courses over at one of the local colleges, and so they give him a college ID so that he doesn't get stopped and, you know, written up for truancy or whatever.
Right.
And he will actually, like, and he smokes. And if he wants to buy cigarettes and there isn't an adult handy for him to, you know, to buy cigarettes for him.
Right.
He'll just go into the stores, show him his college ID that doesn't have his age or anything on it.
Sure, they figure he's in college, he must be old enough.
Yeah, and they let him buy cigarettes. It's
nice.
Ridiculous. So,
no, I mean, it is ridiculous. What's the most ridiculous is when people get in trouble for this. Like if they run a sting on a convenience store or something like that, and a convenience store clerk not knowing any better or just slacking a little bit and not checking IDs can get in trouble, can possibly get a fine and, you know, some sort of a criminal charge.
Well,
that's the real outrage.
The best thing that I've heard is when cops, and I don't know, it seems like there would be a law against this, like entrapment or something, but when cops will, like, pay a teenager $5 to go into a store and try and buy cigarettes.
Yep.
And then if the teenager gets away with it, the cops instantly go in and bust the clerk.
That's what I'm talking about, the stings. It's it's sick, man. People
it
shouldn't...
seems like that would be entrapment, though, you know?
You'd think so, but they get away with it. And it's just more of what we were talking about in the second hour of the show, and that is being an unpaid agent for the government. You're an unpaid enforcer of government laws in that particular case.
Yeah.
And that's wrong, man. That's slavery, isn't it? I mean, if you have to enforce these laws, if you have to check people's identification, that's not something the business is asking you to do. Well, I mean, they are because they can face fines, too. But everyone's doing it by coercion. No one has voluntarily agreed. This isn't a voluntary policy on the store's part. They're just following the law.
Yeah. Well, there's actually a historical precedent for doing that type of thing, of enforcing government laws for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you go back to slavery, actually, the Fugitive Slave Laws in 1850
True.
Basically gave a slave catcher the authority to, if he saw a runaway slave, he could deputize anyone and force them to help him catch the slave. And if you didn't, you could be fined or arrested. So.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't even think to bring that up in hour number two. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Eric. Great point. These laws, these forced snitch laws, have been around longer than we might have thought, Mark. All the way back to the Fugitive Slave Act.
It's amazing. I would never have guessed that.
Now they're just even more widespread with the advent of the internet, and more people are coming under their purview, and it's sick. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi guys.
Hey Gene, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was going to talk to you about drunks, but first, hey, how about that Christian anarchist thread going on your BBS, huh?
You've got more than one. I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
Christian anarchy is the only sensible answer. We're up to 1,095 posts now.
Wow, that's got to be one of the bigger ones on the board.
I think it's a record.
Well, you know, you're an interesting guy, Gene. You're a Christian and an anarchist, and that's, I think, a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah, it sounds contradictory.
I know you want to talk about drunk, so hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. And speaking of people forced to impress laws or forced to enforce laws on others without compensation, got an email from somebody who's a bouncer at a club. And as you might imagine, they have a set of laws they have to enforce. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain in this, the Tuesday edition, but still enough time for your call. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. The toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Essentially, the program is simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And since we give you all of the features at freetalklive.com for free, it's above and beyond all of that. So it's a voluntary option for you to show your support for the show to the tune of all of $3 a month. Now, the idea is we take in that $3 and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We get more radio stations on board with the program. We get more internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get your hands on some cool perks like access to the amplifier-only forum, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn all about it. And is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them Financial Literacy for Christmas. It's a kid's journey to getting rich by Jewel Thornton, and it shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. As we go back to Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Gene, the Christian Anarchist.
Yeah, hello?
You're back.
Okay, I finally got my T-shirt that I ordered before I went to China last trip, but they sent me a small instead of a large.
Oh, no. What,
and did you, I can't wear it.
Did you contact Johnson to do an exchange?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay, you should do that, because we're all about customer service here at Free Talk Live, Gene. So what else is on
your mind? Drunks. And the whole discussion about drunks. And, you know, I've always said that if there's no victim, there's no crime. And I know quite a few drunks that are pretty darn good drivers, actually. My father, he died several years ago, but he was a drunk. And he could drive drunk like nobody's business. I mean, he would drive drunk better than most people drive sober. So,
but people like Mark want to punish your father because he decided to step behind the wheel
only
if he gets
if
into an accident.
He gets into an accident.
Okay, well, you know, if you get into an accident sober, you know, what's the difference?
That's what I've been asking, Gene. That's what I've been trying to figure out. I'm glad you're on my side on this one.
But there's another thing I want to say. I've always watched the air shows and the air races. When I lived in Reno, I went to the air races every year. And there was an excellent older pilot there. He's so old, he was older than me. So that shows how old he was. But he was an air show pilot second to none. He was the greatest. I'm not going to mention his name, but it is said that he never got into a plane sober. He would apparently, you know, tip that bottle several times before he'd get behind the controls of that airplane. And he was one
of the... You want to take any chances, you know.
He was one of the best pilots out there, and he lived to an old age. The guy actually had to quit flying because he lost his medical certificate as he got older. But
cirrhosis?
He flew, I don't know. he flew up until the very end as one of the best that was out there. And he flew drunk. So, you know, just because somebody's drunk doesn't mean, or so-called impaired, doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad drivers. Some people sober are such crappy drivers that maybe a drink would help settle their nerves a little bit.
Hmm, interesting observation. You know, I just, how do you think, what do you think about as far as,
I don't even know what to think about that.
As far as potential, I guess, punishment in a more anarchistic or free market based society, Gene. For instance, the roads would be owned on a private basis. Road owners could set whatever sorts of rules or parameters for the drivers that they wanted to. Would you think that we would have sort of a society that essentially says that if you do get into an accident and you are drunk, that instead of spending time in a jail cell, that you just simply have your reputation rating damaged? How would Gene handle this?
Well, I think it goes back to the old eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth idea.
Ooh, what would you... Wait, what does that mean? Like, if you get in a wreck with somebody, that they barrel a brick at your car while with you sitting in it so you can get into another wreck? I mean, how do you eye for an eye that?
Obviously, you would have to make recompense for the damage that you did. So,
right.
An even amount.
How do you feel about a reputation damage? A hit to their reputation rating if they were indeed drinking before.
Well, with today's technology, you could do that. Obviously, it wouldn't have worked 100 years ago, but yes, with today's technology, you could do such a thing.
It seems to me that restitution is the most sensible idea. It doesn't make sense to lock a drunk up in prison because then they're just going to get out, be depressed about their shoddy life because they've lost their license, they've been in prison, they've lost their job probably by that point, and then they're going to start drinking. I mean, it's just not a good... I've known so many people who have had one DUI who then have another DUI and then have another DUI. I mean, it's like the laws that we have are so tough and so brutal, but even they don't stop them from putting more liquor in their
body. And then they can never become legal again. They can never get that license back.
Right, so you've got an entire life of depression after that. Gene, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. I don't think, you know, as emotional as this issue is, I don't think the current system that we have is the right way to address it. I think restitution...
Well, I think that the current system we have leads to things like roadside checks and...
Oh, yeah, and that's even worse.
Cops looking through my car.
Right, then we're all suspects.
They don't have any business doing that. And, you know, the current system has a lot of flaws with it. All I'm saying is that there's a additional level of culpability when it comes to getting in the car.
And I think I can understand where you're coming from. I would just like to see the marketplace handle whatever the consequences are for that, rather than this arbitrary government system that we have.
I know you would, buddy.
Of course I would, because it would work better. Because the marketplace would provide a system that's most fair to everyone. And with Gene's suggestion of restitution, if you get into an accident, whether it's alcohol involved or not, you're going to have to make good with the people that you got into that accident with. And, you know, just getting into a small accident, my girlfriend was recently in one, and that was a real shock to the system. Like, whoa, this is a big deal, you know, maybe I should be a little bit more careful, even when I'm in a parking lot and that sort of thing, because, you know, your butt's on the line, and your assets are at risk. And I think that really brings it home to a lot of people. Anyway, going back to the other issue of enforcing laws without compensation, Donovan writes in an email. He's, by the way, one of our board operators. He says, "You see, I make ends meet by working bar and nightclub security, so I sympathize with stories regarding the way that people who sell alcohol and cigarettes are compelled to become part of the apparatus of enforcement. What's perhaps not well understood by the public at large is that the employee and the shop are held personally, criminally, and financially responsible for sales to minors. This is true in Minnesota and most of the other states that I'm aware of. It's not just the minor who gets in trouble. If I permit someone under the age of 21 to obtain alcohol, even if someone else buys it for them from my establishment, or they steal it, I can face a fine of up to $700. The establishment, it's as the bouncer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The establishment itself will be fined for up to $700, plus face a black mark on its liquor license application and a possible one-day suspension. All of that is for a first offense. As a result, the nightclub I work at and many others hold a policy of carding everyone, no matter how old they might appear, and refusing service to anyone who can't produce proper identification. And that's, of course, restricted by statute to certain forms of ID, like driver's license, military ID, etc. Of course, you can argue about whether or not minors ought to be given access to alcohol, tobacco, and adult products. I have my own opinions on this. But it should be realized that bar staff and management becomes a tool for enforcement, and there's really not much they can do about it. As to the question of whether a given store would allow parents with children to purchase restricted items, I spent some time working at a store that sold tobacco and items of an adult nature, like porn. We had a very strict policy of not allowing anyone under the age of 18 into the store. On several occasions, I had to turn away parents with infants, as the infants were obviously under the age of 18. Using bar staff as an element to restricting alcohol sales has a more insidious element as well. For example, it's not unheard of in one county in Minnesota for... It's not an unheard of practice for people who've been arrested and put into jail to forfeit their state-issued IDs, like maybe with a DUI, for instance. Because so many alcohol and tobacco sellers have restrictive ID policies, this means that people who've been in jail are therefore unable to obtain alcohol or tobacco until they apply for and receive a new state-issued ID. And we all know how that can be a hassle and can be expensive for people that have had theirs confiscated. As well, immigrants and other visitors who don't have the appropriate papers are likewise excluded from certain forms of personal recreation. Further, the lack of a proper ID excludes those Americans unwilling or unable to comply with the bureaucratic forms and fees necessary for obtaining said proper identification. Anyway, the point of all this is that the current model of alcohol and tobacco sales has co-opted and forced employees of tobacco and dram shops, I'm not sure what that is, like a bar?
Dram?
Yeah. Into being tools for the government. We are forced, in the face of some rather severe penalties, to become part of the apparatus eroding individual liberty in many jurisdictions. But it's not particularly our fault that we have to be repressive. It's the result of accumulated restrictions, laws, ordinances, and statutes that we have to abide by to keep our businesses afloat and the local constabulary off of our backs. Yeah, I understand, Donovan, that you don't feel like it's your fault, but collectively, it is the fault of all Americans for allowing laws like this to be put into place. And if no one enforced them, then they'd have to shut down all the bars. And that's not bloody likely, is it? Like, if all the bars refuse to do it? It's Ian.
All the bars, yeah.
Finney in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?